Please.
Representative Gordon Peterson moves that the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 149, as found on page 823 of the House Journal, be adopted.
Is there a second? Comments on the motion, Representative Gordon Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. You're going to have to put up with my voice. It seemed like I swallowed a lot of gravel last night and got a cold along with it, evidently. This bill 149, Senate Bill 149, was a bill that would allow a sheriff in the state of South Dakota to temporarily house prisoners out of state. This mainly came in from the Sturgis and because of the rally, because they do have problems with putting people in there. It came over here, and we had a generous offer from Representative Bradford to put the Indian reservations on there also, because they have a nice facility down in Pine Ridge. They didn't buy it on the other side, so we had a conference committee. We actually met twice. In the second conference committee is the one we have here now. And Representative Bradford also said that the reservations could not take it, or nobody could take a prisoner unless there is a written agreement to house such prisoner ahead of time. We agreed, and we put that into the bill. And not wanting the bill to die, Representative Bradford was kind enough to tell us to go ahead and take the reservations off, because it looked like there may be a jurisdictional problem that we can look at and maybe put it on later. That way, we had all six people sign the report, and I would like to have you sign the report so we can get the bill passed and take care of the problem at Sturgis. And thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
Any further remarks? Hearing none. Oh, Representative Bradford.
I must speak to the bill and the I want to submit a substitute motion not to concur and to appoint a different committee.
Second. The motion is to not adopt and reappoint. There's a second. Comments on the motion? Any further comments? Representative Bradford, I'll allow you to make additional comments if you wish.
What I have here is the fact that when I signed this, I thought there was some different wording in the thing that I've signed. First of all, the second agreement put in sovereign, that we must give up our sovereignty as tribes. And we only wanted tribal relations removed. They had concurred with the agreement, and I thought sovereignty still stayed in there so I could go to my tribes and say, see, they're going to make them let their sovereignty go too. And when I got the amendment back, that was not in there. That's why I want another conference committee. And they can go ahead then. I don't even want to be on it. Thank you.
Further remarks? Representative Gordon Peterson.
Well, the sovereignty issue was discussed. And the sovereignty issue was not put into this bill. And when the tribe was taken off, there was no sense of even talking about it in this particular piece of legislation. I know that they feel strongly about the sovereignty issue down there, and that's why by taking this out, we didn't have a bloodbath over the sovereignty issue, because none of us there knew that much about it. This information was read to them, and everybody knew exactly what they were voting on, and I would like to have you not go with the Bradford motion and go ahead and concur. Thank you.
Further remarks? Representative Mel Olson.
Speaker. Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the body. Well, you know, if this were Saturday night and the general bill was done and we weren't waiting on any other issues, there might be a different cause, but we've just not concurred and appointed on a bill for Representative Derby, and Representative Tupel joined in that. We have education financing being talked about on the Senate, which no doubt will go to a conference committee. We're still conferencing on the private university, public university controversy. We're still conferencing on tobacco bonding. It seems to me that with all these other committees going on, it doesn't hurt to look at this issue one more time. I would argue on the sovereignty issue that if Wyoming does not have an issue of sovereignty of taking our prisoners and then giving them back, that neither will the tribes, but that's something for the conference committee to look at. And I would hope that since everything else is going on, and we do have another legislative day, and we will be here anyway, that you would grant Representative Bradford's request.
Further remarks, Representative Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. First, a point of clarification. I want to be sure I understand that the Bradford Amendment is not adopt the conference report and then reappoint. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. If I might, then I just want to add a very brief comment here. I would urge the members of this body to provide the courtesy to Representative Bradford to have this, to support his position not to adopt the conference report and to reappoint a committee so he will have an opportunity to further express his and others' points of view relative to the sovereignty issue as well as not only the Native American reservations but also other states, and so that the report that comes out is one clearly he either wants to have on the record to have signed or not signed. So I would urge the members of the body to give Representative Bradford this courtesy. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks. Representative Napoli.
Well, Speaker and members of the body, with all due respect to Representative Brown and Representative Olson, Representative Bradford, this will be the third committee on this bill. Not the first, this will be the third. If we do this, this bill is going to die because the Senate will not adopt and they will not reappoint. The Senate is adamant in the fact that they believe there are tribal issues here that are of such significant problem that we cannot solve this in a conference committee. And I fought hard on two different committees for Representative Bradford to keep that in there. I served on tribal relations for many years, and I have the greatest sympathy for his problems because I've been there and I've listened to it. But there are issues with what's going on here, and I am convinced now by the testimony that was at those committees that the Senate is right, that there are issues here that we are not going to settle in a conference committee. We're treading on very dangerous waters with jurisdictional problems. As much as I have to stand here and say that I want you to resist the Bradford Amendment, I would ask you to please resist the Bradford Amendment. We are going to try to get this into a summer study at the Tribal Relations Committee, where the Tribal Relations Committee will have time to look this issue over at great detail and see if we can come up with some sort of an agreement between the tribes and the state of South Dakota and the counties to where we can make it work. But ladies and gentlemen of this body, we can't absolutely do this in a conference committee with this short of time, and I would ask you to resist the Bradford motion.
Further remarks? Hearing none. The question before the House then is the Bradford substitute motion that the House do not adopt the report of the conference committee and the new committee be appointed. Roll call has been requested. Is he supported? He is supported. Those in favor of the Bradford substitute motion will vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will have the voting machine. Members proceed to vote on the Bradford substitute motion.
All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 41, nays 28, excused 1.
The Bradford substitute motion, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. A committee of three will be reappointed. That is correct.
Mr. Speaker, I at this time would move to reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 149, the report on Senate Bill 149, was not concurred in, and a motion was made to appoint a committee.
Second.
Further comments?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Olson.
Since the Senate has indicated that they will adopt the report, the action of this House to not concur and to appoint a committee, in effect, is final disposition on the bill, and the bill will die. So since it is final disposition, I feel that this motion is in order to reconsider the vote by which we did not concur and appointed, and I would hope the House would allow me this motion.
Any further remarks? There is already a second. Any further remarks on the reconsideration motion? Representative Tom Hennies.
Mr. Speaker, do you agree with that assessment?
I do. It is final disposition.
Thank you.
Any further remarks? Representative Madsen.
Mr. Speaker, members of the House, I would be remiss if I didn't add this to this. This issue contained in Senate Bill 149 is really of critical importance to our friends in Meade County. They've got a situation where they need to be able to move their prisoners. Representative Bradford had an excellent position that he advanced. It's one that deserves...
Representative Madsen, I would ask that you confine your remarks to the reconsideration and not
yes.
the merits of the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. At any rate, it is an important issue, and I hope that you folks can vote to reconsider. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks? Representative Napoli.
Mr. Speaker, members of the body, I also would urge you to reconsider on that motion. It is of the utmost importance that we pass this bill. We did have a little mix-up at this late date. These things kind of happen, and we, as they say, have put ourselves in a box, and I would ask you to please consider that motion to reconsider.
Further remarks? Does any member wish to speak a second time, first before Representative Olson speaks a second time? Seeing none. Representative Olson.
Mr. Speaker, perhaps I could be a little more clear. Because the Senate has adopted the report, it's just as if they've passed a bill onto us. And since they passed the bill onto us, the only way for them to get that bill back would be to recall it. But you can't recall a report. You can recall a bill. And so since they've already adopted the report and we have already received the message, there is no opportunity really for the Senate to undo their action. We have that opportunity, if we act quickly enough, to do that and to save this bill. It's a little irregular, I grant you. But as Representative Madsen said, it is a serious issue, and I would hope the House would give it serious consideration.
Any further remarks? Representative Bradford.
Sir, I guess, Chairman and the rest of the House, I'd appreciate your vote to reconsider the motion. Thank you.
Any further remarks on the reconsideration motion? Seeing none, the question for the House then is roll call vote. The Olson motion that the House reconsider the vote on the adoption of the conference committee report on Senate Bill 149. Those in favor of reconsideration will vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine and members will proceed to vote. This will require 36 votes to reconsider.
Representatives Dwayne Sutton and Bill Peterson. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 69, excused 1.
The Olson motion to reconsider the vote on the adoption of the conference committee report on Senate Bill 149 have received majority vote of members elect is hereby declared passed.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Olson.
Mr. Speaker, at this time I would move to adopt the conference committee report on Senate Bill 149.
Is there a second? Comments on the motion? Hearing none. Those in favor of the Olson motion to adopt the conference committee report on Senate Bill 149 will vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk locked voting machine and members proceed to vote. This is on adopting the conference committee report.
Representative Don Hennies. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 69, excused 1.
The Olson motion to adopt the committee report, conference committee report on Senate Bill 149, has received a majority vote of members elect, is hereby declared passed.